KEY today.
Here we go again. A little bit of deja vu. North Korea supposedly firing 5 short-range missiles. I have the scoop on this. Also, Hillary Clinton on the move, pressing the Russians on Iran and the whole arms control deal. Are they going to play along? Wait and see. In the meantime, we have some things to celebrate on the show, like, I can't help it, I'm a homer, folks, the Phillies rallying past the Rockies big time, so they return to the NLCS, baby, right back where they belong. And, yeah, it's sweet. And here's what it sounded like.
And Giambi gets sawed off. That's going to fall. A base hit. Here comes Fowler. Francisco's throw is cut off. We're tied. And all three Philadelphia outfielders with above average arms. And that one's driven into right center field. Victorino is on the run. Still on the run. Can't get it. It's off the wall. Helton scores. Giambi scores. And the Rockies have taken the lead. Howard sends one to right. On the run is Gonzalez, and he cannot get there. It bounces off the wall. Can Udley score? Victorino's in front of him. The throw to the plate. Udley scores, and the Phillies have tied it. Ryan Howard delivers. And Wirt sends one to right. That's going to fall for a base hit. Here comes Ryan Howard, and he will score. The Phillies have taken the lead here in the ninth. 3 runs are in. The 2-2. And Tulowitzki is down on strikes. Brad Lidge does it again. And the Philadelphia Phillies are headed to the NLCS, a date with the Dodgers on Thursday.
All right, can I just say this? It was an exciting moment for us. It is a daily salute, at least for me, because my Phillies now going for the championship once again in the National League. But could that be a more boring call? And here's the Phillies winning it in a dramatic fashion. My name is Brian Anderson, along with Joe Simpson. Give me a break. Usually I don't bag on play-by-play guys. In fact, I have a bunch of friends that do it for a living. But these two, sorry. Thumbs down. That was a snooze fest. Where was the enthusiasm? Lost in the sauce somewhere? I have no idea. Anyway, we'll have more on that in Sports Shorts. Plus, dramatic finish on Monday Night Football. Miami and the Jets. What happened there? Let's just say there was a whole bunch of ties in that game and some lead changes. So it was worth investing some time if you're a football fan. A quick reminder, don't forget on our Thursday/Friday morning show, the third hour, we do Nail the Score. Our computers randomly pick the game of the week. You call in. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like playing the lottery, only you don't have to pay your buck. You tell us who you think's going to win, which one of the two teams, and what you think the final score will be. If you correctly nail the score, you win a whole bunch of loot from the America Tonight staff. Meaning, not bucks, but you win a cell phone, you win movie tickets, you win gift certificates to several restaurants. So it is definitely a bunch of loot, I guess, in that sense. And I'll tell you, I'd like to win it. I hope somebody does it this season. So far, we haven't had a winner. We'll swing into week 6 in the NFL. Do you believe it? Right here at the get-go, from the top, off the top of my head, I think the best thing that I saw during the day, you know, when you're watching that mindless stuff, you're flipping around either on the internet or you're doing it cable TV style and you see the little crawl, the things, the words that come across of what news thing has happened, what news flash. I'm going to say score one for the good guys. Certainly, in the pursuit of justice, the Florida couple, remember that horrible killing? The prosecutors are going to seek the death penalty against 4 of the 7 suspects facing the murder charges in those grisly, because they were grisly, July deaths of that couple, known for giving their hearts to the community. In fact, they had adopted special needs kids. And I think it really ripped that community apart. They were just stunned that anybody would go after them, and for crazy reasons. The couple's name, Bird and Melanie Billings, they were shot to death in their house. So this is good news, I think. They should absolutely. I am a proponent of the death penalty, and I know that certainly we don't want to put somebody to death when we don't have the hardcore evidence. But in this case, when you think of the details and you think of what's been done, I hope that they nail this case shut. It was such a crazy thing because it was a home invasion robbery. Why was this even necessary? Take whatever you can take and then get out. But they just killed them in cold blood. And they thought they were going to get some big money, I guess, score some big dough. And really what happened is a second safe that had $164,000 in cash, some jewelry, some documents that was in the house at the time of the murders wasn't even taken. I guess they didn't know where it was. It was something that was sort of in reserve for the business that that family had. So they weren't getting away with very much money. And there they are nailed on cameras, and apparently they had been practicing for weeks as to what to do and how to get in the house and all that sort of stuff. And they say that actually there might be dual motives, the robbery and perhaps, and this is the odd thing about this sad tale, maybe a contracted hit. They're working right now, the prosecutors, under this assumption that most of the suspects in this case were told that they were robbing the house. But another person in connection with this murder is saying that they were also plotting to kill the couple. But what would be the motive behind killing them? I mean, what are they going to get from that? And see, this is the depressing part of this. I mean, these people, the Billingses, they had two biological kids, right? But they adopted 13 special needs kids. Anybody who has a special needs child, you multiply that and what the people have done for those kids over the years. And now the kids, of course, are going to be raised by the older children, but very, very sad. And plus 9 of the kids were home when these idiots broke in for that home invasion deal. One got out and went for help, went to a neighbor's house, but, you know, it's too late. It was boom, 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 they're in, they kill them. And then they're out of the house and, of course, ultimately all caught. I think in all they're saying 8 because there's somebody else. There's an 8th suspect who's also charged with being an accessory to this. So 4 of the 7 suspects face the charges, including murdery and home invasion robbery. And then the bottom line is I think it really truly is justice, and I am so glad the prosecutors are going for the death penalty. And there has been an outcry for that in Florida in this particular case. People were astounded at the details that came out about planning and rehearsing and all that sort of thing. And now the possibility of this slash crazy sidebar thing, that what is the motive for a contract hit? Hey, coming up around the bend for something completely different, we're going to talk about global warming. The myth, the truth, or just somewhere in between. Dr. Cal stopping by next on America Tonight.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over you're smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
It's always fun on America Tonight when Dr. Cal Beisner from the Cornwall Alliance stops by to shed some light on the movement that is, that maybe shouldn't be, all the hype over global warming. I mean, what are the myths and what are the true facts? Really, if you go to the Cornwall Alliance, there's amazing, compelling information that you will find as you go through, sign up for some of the newsletters and whatnot, as to what are the myths and what is the misinformation, probably the better way to say it, that's floating around out there that has people very confused, I think. And there's an interesting piece that we're going to talk to him about in just a second, and it has to do with a documentary that traces a couple of the effects of what they call environmental alarmism on many of the lives in a small town, blue-collar American family, an African woman who lost her son to malaria, and also former Vice President Al Gore. So really from the rural side of America to the streets of Uganda, and also what's going on, of course, around the Beltway, which we keep trying to tell you night in and night out here on ATN, dispelling the myths. Dr. Cal, how are you?
Just fine, Kate. How are you?
I'm excellent. You know, as I said, it's you guys really do a good job at the Cornwall Alliance of laying things out, giving you know, some solid information, some facts, some things for people to chew on. This is the problem I have with the global warming movement, is that so much that's pushed out there, like the glaciers melting and, oh my gosh, what does that mean? And some of the other things that are floating around that you can't really prove out. And then I talk to other scientists and they say, well, that's not really what's happening. And you're finding the same thing. And you told us that last time. Tell everyone, for the sake of, I hope, not being redundant, all about the Cornwall Alliance and how you arrive at some of the stuff that you arrive at that you put in your newsletters and that you put out there so people know the information.
Okay. Well, Kate, we are a network of theologians and pastors and other Christian leaders, scientists, economists, and other sorts of academics, scholars, and policy experts who are committed to bringing a biblical worldview, theology, and ethics together with excellent science and economics to promote economic development for the poor and at the same time good creation stewardship, environmental protection, and restoration. And we work with scientists and economists from around the world, and we work with people who are really experts in their own particular fields. And on the issue of global warming, we work with climatologists and meteorologists and other climate scientists, like, for instance, Dr. Roy Spencer, who is he's principal research scientist in climatology at the University of Alabama at Huntsville. And he's in charge of the satellite program under NASA that gathers temperature and other sorts of atmospheric data from all over the world 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and has been doing that since 1979. So we have, you know, top-notch experts who work with us, and they help us to divide between the really reliable scientific reports and things that aren't quite so reliable. And we try to pass that information on in our Cornwall Alliance newsletters on science, on economics, on theology, and other issues.
All right. Tell us about the movie Not Evil, Just Wrong. And this is a movie that you're bringing, this documentary that you've put together. And I tried to explain it about some of the things that happened in the movie, but you can probably do it better than I can. Tell us how this came about and what we would see from this.
Well, first, just a slight clarification. We didn't put the documentary together. We are promoting it. It was put together by Phelim and Anne McAleer, who are an Irish couple. They are journalists, both of them. Phelim is a well-known documentary producer, and previously produced a very, very fine documentary called Mine, M-I-N-E, not D, Mine Your Own Business, about how environmentalists kept a clean and environmentally safe Canadian mining company from being able to buy up, clean up, and put back into working order a mine in a small town in Romania, leaving the people in that town unemployed when they could have had good jobs. And this is a problem that we see often with environmental things. This newest movie, though, is called Not Evil, Just Wrong, and the point of it is that those who are promoting global warming alarmism and the policy of trying to fight global warming by reducing CO2 emissions, by cutting back fossil fuel use, they're not evil. They're not out to hurt people intentionally, but they are just plain wrong. They're wrong because they overestimate the impact of human CO2 emissions on global temperature, and they're wrong because they underestimate the economic harm that would be done around the world by forced reduction in fossil fuel use, since fossil fuels are the cheapest form of energy that we have. And it's certainly much, much safer form of energy than wood and dried dung, which are the primary cooking and heating fuels in sub-Saharan Africa and many parts of Asia and Latin America. Where they kill millions of people every year because of the respiratory diseases they get from breathing the smoke in their huts.
Wow. I didn't even realize that. And that's obviously going on, and that's obviously a big deal, but it's kind of a little bit under the wire because we focus so much on what's happening here in the States, like the cap and trade, and, of course, that's been iced for now, but we know that that's going to bubble up in the beginning of the next year, and we saw what happened and how it sailed through the House, and that's, I think, is a very scary thing. I think it'll be different in the Senate, however, but you probably would say, I think people have to be vigilant and be aware of it, right?
Oh, yeah, and in fact, I would not count it out for this year in the Senate. Its demise has been prematurely announced a number of different times, and repeatedly the backers of it in the Senate have brought it back again. Certainly, the Obama administration wants to have something in its hand when it when it sends representatives to climate treaty negotiations in Copenhagen in December. And that means the Democratic leadership in the Senate is going to do all that it can to get something through. And at this point, the most likely seems to be the cap and trade legislation that's waiting in the Senate. It's facing a tough time. Healthcare legislation is slowing down things down considerably. But this film, Not Evil, Just Wrong, really shows what would be the impact of cap and trade on ordinary Americans, especially those in lower income brackets, those in manufacturing jobs and other high energy intensity jobs, who simply, many of them would be unemployed. They'd lose their jobs because the higher energy costs would force many factories to close down, and corporations would just move that work overseas to nations where they can get much cheaper labor and where they won't have to pay such high energy costs.
Yeah, we had somebody on from Washington last week talking about the fact that already we've lost 5 million jobs, 2 million of them to China. How many more jobs are we going to lose across the board? And you point that out, and I can't say enough about how difficult it is and how much people don't realize they're going to pay in the end should type of legislation go through, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The best analysis, I think, that's been done of the economic impact of the cap-and-trade legislation that's pending now in the Senate would indicate that in the average year from now till, from 2012 to 2035, unemployment would be about 1 million jobs more than it otherwise would be. In other words, an extra 1.1 million people would be unemployed because of this legislation. The average family of four in America would pay about $1,200 more in direct energy costs every year, and another $3,400 a year in indirect energy costs. The average family of four would have about $118,000 added to its share of the national debt between 2012 and 2035. These are just enormous numbers. And all to get what is a very, very speculative and, I think, exaggerated 0.9 of a degree Fahrenheit reduction in global average temperature in the year 2050. That, I think, is not a good deal. It would hurt Americans. But it's also not going to be achieved significantly. We're not going to be able to do any significant reduction in future temperature unless we're able to get the whole world to do a similar kind of a cap on carbon emissions. And that will mean starving millions and millions of poor people in sub-Saharan Africa, Asia, and Latin America.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point. Dr. Cal Beisner, again, you can check out the website cornwallalliance.org. I know it's late for you. We do appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, so keep aware. I mean, that's the idea. Arm yourself with the facts, and that's what we're trying to have all kinds of people on to talk about global warming and cap and trade. Stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Show. I'm going to let you hear something that I happened to catch, an awesome story on CNN. Not awesome what happened, but more of what we were talking about along the lines of don't ask, don't tell, and what happens in the military. And they did a story. I'm saying it's a great story because they had so many sources in it. And it was about hazing in the Navy. And I'll let you hear what one of the guys that was part of a crew had to say as to what was happening as far as hazing was concerned and how much he liked the Navy, but it was intolerable what was happening to him and several of the other people. Because remember, several of you brought up the fact when we were talking about don't ask, don't tell, which gay activists are pushing to have that repealed. I said, how safe would it be? And lots of people called in and said they thought it's about time and it was fine. And then there were, of course, other people that called in that serve in the military or who have served in the military that talked about, listen, there is still code reds. That thing still exists out there, even though it's supposed to be illegal. There are still things happening. So perhaps it wouldn't be the best thing for many of the people who serve that happen to be gay for their own safety. So anyway, that's coming up round the bend. Also, Mike Tyson on Oprah. Do we want to hear what Mike Tyson has to say? Why'd you bite Evander Holyfield's ear? Why'd that happen? How about all the stuff with Robin Givens, who at the time when the two of them were married was a pretty big TV star, who was on Head of the Class, and the craziness of whatever that relationship was. You know, Mike Tyson is one of those guys who blew it. He even gets to the point where he's convicted of raping a woman, goes to prison, comes out of prison, has a $100 million deal before he even swings a fist at the MGM in Vegas, and he squanders everything away and does some stupid things. He still blows it when it comes out. And he sounds like the same old Mike Tyson to me, although it was kind of a fascinating, I think, dialogue between the two. I happened to see it. So we'll give you a little slither of that as well in case you missed it. Fox News and the Prez. Now, that's an intriguing relationship. Remember when Obama was pushing for health care a couple of weeks ago and he went on all the Sunday morning shows except for the Fox show? Now, he has been on Fox before. He's been on with Bill O'Reilly. And there is a Fox reporter that often will question the president. He's part of the, you know, following him around, part of the White House press corps. His name's Major Garrett. And they seem to like him and think that he's fair. But what I thought was interesting is in pulling no punches, Anita Dunn, first of all, she talked about a couple of different things. The reaction by conservatives is what she's calling it, reaction to the Nobel Prize. And then she talked about Fox News being really an extension of the GOP. We're going to roll that.
Well, you know, a week ago on the previous Friday, many conservative commentators had been rejoicing in the fact, celebrating in the fact that the United States didn't get the Olympics. One week later, they seem to be somewhat bitter at the fact that, you know, an American president was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. So I think people will draw their own conclusions about the reflexive negativity on the part of some commentators, regardless of what happens. You know, I think the bigger point is that, and the president himself said this, was that he was surprised, as I think most of the press corps was. He feels that he, you know, didn't really deserve it, as I think, you know, there are many people who feel that this is still, you know, in particularly in terms of this presidency, it's the first year. So I think that, you know, that those people who are saying, you know, this is really quite unusual, this really does seem to be, you know, a big surprise to everyone.
Yeah,
you know, that's not
is.
Out of bounds.
Okay.
Absolutely not out of bounds.
Understood.
I think, well, you know, Howie, I think if we went back a year ago to the fall of 2008, to the campaign, that, you know, it was a time this country was in two wars, that we'd had a financial collapse probably more significant than any financial collapse since the Great Depression. If you were a Fox News viewer in the fall election, what you would have seen would have been that the biggest stories and biggest threats facing America were a guy named Bill Ayers and something called Acorn. I mean, the reality of it is that Fox News often operates almost as either the research arm or the communications arm of the Republican Party. And it's not ideological. I mean, obviously, there are many commentators who are conservative, liberal, centrist, and everybody understands that. What I think is fair to say about Fox, and certainly the way we view it, is that it really is more a wing of the Republican Party.
Wow. Here's what I would say. You know, again, she's obviously being honest and is expressing what pretty much the prevalent thought is in the White House, but it's just adding fuel to the fire. And I don't understand the attacking of Fox News in a way, because who cares? Of any of these networks, of any newspaper publication, of any radio show, if you're the president, you're the president, and you know, you move in and out of all kinds of different situations, and you're going to get criticized, even if you're wildly popular, even if you have done some things that have worked. Whatever the circumstances are, you're going to find yourself in a situation where you're not going to be 100% across the board. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast, right? That's why we have two political parties, and boy, wouldn't it be nice if we had a third, because that's what I'm pushing for. I think we need some other alternative. But so here's the deal. So this is what I would say with Anita Dunn. Kind of risky in a way, because, you know, upping the ante on this back and forth, the kind of the war of words with Fox News, I don't think is necessarily a winning strategy for the White House. Do you? Because does it affect you at all? Do you really care? And then the answer is no. The answer is you don't really care. And if there is commentary, that's what some of the people are paid to do on Fox. So, of course, they're going to slant however their ideology is or whatever their views are, just like a CNN, just like an MSNBC or anything else that's out there. But to me, I would say, again, who cares? I mean, who cares? If I'm Roger Ailes, if I'm the big boss, the muckety-muck at Fox, I am loving this. I'm saying bring it on. We're already getting huge ratings. We're killing half of the other guys. So bring it on. Say some more things. It's not going to hurt us. We'll just deflect it. People who don't watch Fox are not going to suddenly run to Fox to start watching it. But I don't see how it's going to put a dent in them. So I don't understand. I mean, to me, going after a news organization is a lose situation. And Fox, guess what? If you hate them, like them, don't really care, they have a big audience. And it's not actually just conservatives. They actually have liberals and moderates who watch them as well. If you've looked at any of the polls, I'm not saying that's the biggest chunk of their audience, but certainly there are people that would fall into that group that would watch. So, I mean, to me, I don't know. I don't understand. But Anita Dunn was on CNN's Reliable Sources over the weekend, and she was complaining about Fox News. And I thought, I'm going to open this up to the America Tonight audience to see what you think. Do you really care? Sam is listening to us across the border in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
I really don't care.
Yeah, do you think the president, I mean, you're in Canada, does Stephen Harper start to attack, because he gets criticized, he deflects crap, he has people write opinion things about him in Canada.
Sure.
Does he start to attack the writer or the pundits or the people from whatever news organization are talking about him, or does he just kind of blow it off?
If he says anything I haven't heard.
Yep, I mean, see, that's what I think you do.
Right. Well, I mean, he's got this attitude that, fine, I'm prime minister. I'm also Stephen Harper, dad. He's got two small children. You know, he has to worry about all the other things. So he doesn't have time to, you know, yell, you know, complain to, you know, about certain reporters or certain commentators. He just does what he does and tries to do the best for Canada.
Yeah. And that, you know, whether you like him or hate him, and certainly there's people that don't like him. There's some people that think he's okay. There's some people that think he's great. And it's the same with any president in the United States. You never win everyone over anyway.
Right.
So I just don't understand the attacking of a news organization. It doesn't make any sense to me. So I think it's, like I said, a losing strategy. Focus on all the other stuff.
Yeah, but what might happen is that some people say, I don't watch that news channel. Maybe I'll start watching it, so it could
boost
up their.
That's what I said. I said I think people won't do that, but maybe they will. So if you're the guy who's running Fox, who cares? It's not going to hurt you. I don't think you're going to lose people.
By the way, congratulations on your Phillies.
How about that? Of course, it takes them all the way to the ninth to have that rally. Ryan Howard with a two-run double with two outs in the ninth. Two outs in the ninth.
Yeah.
Again, just they put you on the edge of your seat. Brad Lidge had two guys on base. But thank goodness they were able to get it done and they won, yeah.
My prediction, Phillies in seven.
Phillies in seven, you mean all the way to the World Series or in the next series?
In the next series.
Yeah, I think the Phillies are going back to the I think they're going back to the World Series.
Even though sorry to get off the subject, but I mean, you know, we're coming up to the nitty gritty in baseball. There are some people who would love to see a Dodger-Yankee World Series because if the Dodgers win it, Joe Torre can go to George Steinbrenner and go, na, 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 na.
Oh, there's a lot of people that would like to see that for a lot of different reasons, and that's one of them, the Joe Torre deal, to get the Dodgers to the World Series after a couple of seasons in L.A. That would be huge. Sam, you have a good one. Stay with us. Much more to come on the flip side here on ATN.
Hey, Hey, everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most: antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Fox News doesn't make the president and his minions feel shiny and new because they're openly complaining about Fox. See, I think this, if you're a president and you're at a certain level, do you want to really get into that bickering over the fence kind of thing, the gossiping back and forth? I don't know. It's like somebody said to me in a conversation a couple of weeks ago, because remember, this came up a long time ago, even at the correspondence dinner in May, where Obama talked about the media supporting him except for the Fox table. Remember, apologies to the Fox table. I mean, so clearly Fox has gotten under their skin, and I don't get it. This former communications director said to me, if you maybe are on a lower level, if perhaps you're somebody in Congress and you want to take a swipe back, perhaps not as bad. But to be the leader of the free world and to be worrying about Fox, I don't get it. And so here's the reason I even bring it up, because Anita Dunn, who is the White House communications director, has talked about a couple of things, including accusing Fox of just totally skipping over stories, saying that, you know, one thing that they missed is, oops, how about Republican Senator John Ensign of Nevada? Maybe they missed out on that scandal that was swirling about. So there's no question that Fox is stuck in their craw. It absolutely. And the Fox chairman, as I said, Roger Ailes, he has to love this because he could care less, I'm sure. It's not hurting their viewership. So just my question is, if you're the president, should you really care about any of these news organizations? And the answer is no. So if I'm Obama, I tell Anita Dunn, hey, I appreciate you trying to back me up or whatever. Or, you know, you're getting your hackles up because you're one of my believers and you're working for us in the White House and all the things that we're doing. But let's just play it down. Let's just, you know, batten the hatches. And if we want to talk about Fox, we can do it amongst ourselves. But let somebody else out there say something. It doesn't have to be us if we're so upset with this, right? So I don't understand. I don't understand why it would even actually be a big deal. And we have so many things like Afghanistan. How about a decision on whether or not to go along with a troop increase that the Major General, Major McChrystal, or General McChrystal rather, wants? He wants that major move to happen, in other words, and still no word on that and what the policy is going to be and whatnot. Or perhaps what's going on with health care now that the White House was the one who opened that box up and said, let's go, let's get this done. So where are we with health care reform? Where are we with, it's really health insurance reform. Where are we on that front? And a slew of other things, like Iran. You have Clinton, who is pressing up the Russians, as I said at the top of the show, for some sort of support on the Iranian nuclear issue. And that's key, because really you do need the Russians on board in this case, I would think, right? There's a big meeting tomorrow with Hillary Clinton, who's in Moscow. She's going to meet with the Russian Prez Medvedev. And also the foreign minister as well. And the focus is exactly this. What about Iran? What happens if on the 25th, if they fail to comply with that demand to prove their nuclear program is peaceful? What are we going to do? Are you on board with us with whatever it is, with real economic sanctions? Not sanctions that are a mere display, sanctions that perhaps could do some serious damage economically to Iran. But Iran's not the only thing to talk about. A lot of it has to do with nukes. North Korea, because they set off, I also mentioned this, another round of short-range missiles early on Monday. And this obviously is going to conflict people. This is a big meeting. Do we get the support from Moscow moving forward? And what about the rest of the international community? And I would assume that everybody else, like France, et cetera, they're going to be on board, and they've already expressed that with Iran. But it's very key to have Russia in that position, and China, of course, as well. China and Russia have balked at imposing any kind of new penalties on Iran. But Medvedev did hint that you could see a shift in position after Tehran disclosed that secret uranium enrichment site near one of their holy cities. So now it's the time to come to the table. That's why Clinton's there, and to ante up and say, yeah, I'm prepared. We're going to join you. We're going to join the Americans. We're going to join the others if Iran does not live up to the obligations that they said they would. So I think the Clinton thing could be good news. I mean, it'd be easy to be skeptical. But they're either on board or they're not on board. And if they're not on board, you know, you're not going to be able to really go after Iran, I think, the way you need to go after Iran, other than militarily doing that. And that's not going to happen. It's just strictly economic sanctions, like refining the gasoline. That would be huge. And you definitely need Russia and you definitely need China to be on board if that's something that's going to happen. So the Kremlin would have to be there standing shoulder to shoulder with the United States. It's like you ask yourself, you know, it's not too many decades ago that we were talking about tear this wall down. And you ask yourself, how much do you trust the Chinese? How much do you trust the Russians? If they say, yes, we're there, we're going to agree to this, do you think that they're going to be there in the end in a couple of weeks? And I'm going to say I take a wait-and-see skeptical attitude, because you're talking about a money loss and you're talking about their own private deal with Iran that would be broken half if they decided to side with America and the rest of the crew, like England and France, et cetera, and Germany, where they want to see something happen to Iran that would have, again, real, real meaning. Speaking of having real meaning, I just have to say that the Arizona sheriff, who we had on this show, it's been a very long time, the Maricopa County sheriff, the Sheriff Joe, who just did incredible work as far as cracking down on illegal immigration, because they've had so many problems in his neck of the woods. Now he says he's going to continue to fight these immigration sweeps, even though there's been a federal downgrade. I mean, this is a guy who knows. He was finding bodies. They were finding bodies. Sad, sad tales. So he took a very controversial, in some cases, hardline immigration enforcement approach, and he says, I'm going to still do it. I'm supposed to have this revised Department of Homeland Security policy that takes away his federal authority to make the arrest. He says, you know what? I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to do it, because he says the federal changes amount to pretty much a hit job, and that if Immigration and Customs Enforcement won't take illegal immigrants off his hands, he's just going to drive them to the U.S.-Mexico border. I mean, that's how bad it is in that county. He says nothing is going to change. I'm not going to be bullied. But the feds stripped Sheriff Joe of part of, again, that authority that he had to enforce the laws by changing the rules under a program allowing local police to enforce the laws. So now with these new changes, it's a roundabout way of saying it, the jail officers would still be able to check inmates' immigration status, but they wouldn't be able to make federal immigration arrests on the streets. And that was big, because there were so many awful things happening with gangs and some of the mules and some of the trucks that were being stopped that were carrying those, you know, human truckloads of people across the border. And Sheriff Joe knows it. If he is not running the place, I mean, he's notorious for what he's been able to do in that arena. If he's not able to do it, get ready to see some disastrous things happen in that part of Arizona. Boy, get the cameras rolling on these cable news shows. Flip me an email, day or night, americatonight.net.